Good for you, Kelly Good. She's digging in the dirt. Yes, we encourage you to get out and dig in the dirt today. Yes, you know, it's kind of funny that we're doing this vegetable theme this hour, and we're going to talk about, you know, and we've been talking about gardening and planting, and my husband is home rebuilding our boxes. We have a raised bed garden. We had some work done near our garden this year, so we were not able to plant anything. But a shout out to my husband digging in the dirt this morning as well. He was hoping to get some work in before the rain. I do understand we do have a really good chance of rain coming our way this afternoon, but we do need rain to help things grow. But before we talk more about that, Jen, who's the big winner this time?
Yeah, this time is Melissa Lehman from Lancaster.
Congratulations. I have another DVD for you to win sometime between now and 11. VeggieTales DVD, Lord of the Beans, A Lesson in Using Your Gifts. We will give that away coming up here very, very soon. We are with Mr. and Mrs. Stoner of Stoner's Homegrown Vegetables. Their stand is at Lancaster Central Market. It is the longest running stand there at Market. When my husband and I were first married in 1990, we lived in the Hager Building right across from Market. And I remember I'd come over there and I'd see you there. And you're in all my Market cookbooks. You have some great recipes in there, by the way. That, what did you say, your, who told you that you don't make them anymore?
My granddaughter, who grew up at my table and loves my recipes, Grandma will write them down. She got a cookbook and she said, Grandma, you don't even make these recipes anymore. So my cooking has changed, obviously.
Yes, right. I know. Yeah, and that happens to all of us.
Right,
mine
exactly.
Has really changed, too. Right. It's just my husband and me at home now. So, yes, it all changes. Yeah. Well, let's talk about, what do vegetables need to be super tasty this mm-hmm. time of the year, and really any time of the year when you're growing things? What do they need?
Well, they need fertilizer and plenty of water, but not too much water, like right now, and you yeah. need, and you need to talk to them a little bit to
oh,
make
you
them
do?
Grow.
You talk to your. I understand that maybe that's my problem. I talk on the radio a lot, but I don't always talk at home when I'm by myself. So maybe I need to talk to my plants.
You talk to them while you're weeding them. That's the fun part about growing vegetables. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. While you're eating them, you'll need to talk to them a lot.
You'll be down there on your knees, and especially when you plant big variety. I mean, a lot of one thing like we do. And some of the plants, the little bitty part that comes up will look exactly like grass. So you have to figure out what's really the plant
yeah.
and what doesn't belong there. Mm. And it can be pretty tedious to figure that out. But, you know, this time of year, we've got a lot of rain. So the weeds come fast.
Yes.
And so it would be great if we could balance the sun and the rain.
Mm-hmm.
So some people in the county, you'll see these high tunnels. So they have put something like tomatoes in there. And the reason they would do that is so they can control especially the water. Because a tomato needs a steady supply of water. And if it's outside, it may rain for a lot of days and then not rain for a couple of weeks. And then it'll rain again and you'll see a big crack in the tomato. And it won't be that pretty perfect
right.
one. So they work at getting the things the tomato needs or at, more balanced, which will help mm-hmm. them have a better product. Not necessarily tastier, but prettier.
Right.
And people like pretty when they buy their vegetables.
Yeah. I understand that, but sometimes I might see something, like maybe there's a tomato and it's not as pretty, but boy, it is tasty. And sometimes pretty doesn't mean tasty.
Exactly. And that's why now people grow what they call heirloom tomatoes. These are tomatoes that were varieties that they had long ago, but they couldn't make them perfect or pretty, but they had amazing taste.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have heirlooms, and they are not necessarily pretty, but they are amazing in their taste.
I agree. Now, you were telling me earlier that sometimes our vegetables can be stressed out. Is that like how we get stressed out?
Well, I don't know. It's when they're beginning to grow and they grow as plants. So say that the farmer who is growing things in greenhouses doesn't give them proper water at the right time. They'll get too dry, or maybe they're made too wet. And so plants are kind of strange in that at those special times, especially when they're starting to grow, they need the right conditions, helps them get started right. And then the fruit they produce is not good or not perfect. And maybe they don't even produce any fruit because they haven't been given that attention when they're when they're young.
And love, and you need to talk to them.
Right. Right, exactly.
Don't avoid stressed-out vegetables.
You take the radio to the garden and then play kids' cookie break.
Will that work? You think especially this hour might really help with all the vegetable theme music. I know I've had farmers tell me they'll play it sometimes for their cows when they're milking. And, and you probably know all about that because you grew up, right, on a dairy farm.
Yeah, we did.
So you would know that. Yeah. So, well, we're going to play a kind of funny song for all of you, and we're going to give you a chance to win again. This is from Brent Holmes. He's the guy that has that CD, Cow Tunes for Kids, that has all the cow songs. This is called I Will Share My Spinach With You If You'll Share Your Cookie With Me. It's Brent Holmes on the Kids Cookie Break. And while you're listening to the song, be caller number 5 this time to win Lord of the Beans, the VeggieTales DVD. It's a fun parody of Lord of the Rings, but it's perfect for today, Lord of the Beans. And you said we could still plant beans.
Good.
So there you go. We're planting. Maybe try to plant some beans, find out how to do that, or get some seeds, and maybe your mom or dad will let you dig in the dirt somewhere there, but please ask them first before you go digging in the dirt and digging other things up. So caller 5, you will win the DVD, Lord of the Beans from VeggieTales, 717-392-FM90, 717-392-3690.